definition of retiree. Those are all the recommended changes, Mr. President.
Motion to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of June the 5th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters. One is from Delaware Technical and Community College for their capital campaign fund. Also, the Ducks Unlimited, the Greenwood Conservation Festival, and also the Greater Laurel Chamber of Commerce for funding from council.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Kevin Burdett.
Thank you for this. I'll take a look.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Kevin Burdett, 26177 Deep Branch Road, Milton, Delaware. I noticed later on the agenda today you're going to be talking about buffers and easements and those type things. I would ask you during your conversation and discussion to go back and recall perhaps back in 2005, and perhaps even have some of your staff pull up the information. If not, I'll be happy to bring it back to you. There was a discussion at that time about making 100-foot buffers around waterways and wetlands. And in the initial discussion, it was good that we were trying to improve the quality of waters in the state. However, there wasn't enough scientific information to prove that the 100-foot buffer did reasonably much more than what the existing county buffer did. And when plotting out Sussex County, it found that taking a 100-foot buffer around all the logistic waterways of the state and items referenced as wetlands, it took out 53%, I believe, of all the uplands in Sussex County that could be developed, far more than what the county council at that time thought it would be. In fact, down in some of the eastern districts, it took out over 63% on many of the farms. So even though it's a good idea on first blush, I would ask that you think about it, perhaps pull out some more scientific information, and perhaps consider allowing the buffers to stay at the widths they are presently. I thank you all. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I got a question. I don't know if you'll give me an answer, but somebody better give me an answer. Because, you know, at Board of Adjustment, you can't speak without being sworn in. All right? The question is, what's the penalty for purging yourself at the Board of Adjustment? Oh, they just go ahead and approve your project? Even though they're standing there flat out lying to them? I don't know what the penalty is supposed to be. It ought to be completely, you don't get it, period. And there's one particular guy, and hey, I know for a fact that four times has lied to him. Can I prove it? Absolutely. And if necessary, I will prove it. But this stuff needs to stop. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger. Thank you. Next thing is our consent agenda. We have one item. Wastewater agreement number 984-19, Sussex County project number 81-04, Coastal Club, Land Bay 6, Phase A, construction record, Goslet Creek planning area. Any questions? And a motion to approve that consent item?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions? Yes. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson, County Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Moving down my list, item number two is Planning and Zoning Commission appointment. This is a carryover from last week's meeting. As you all are aware, District 5, Chairman Marty Ross is retiring at the end of the month. Councilman Arlette has a vacancy to announce an appointment. I believe he has an announcement today for that upcoming vacancy. Mr. Arlette?
Sure. And again, as I reiterate from last week, this was a new process that this council has done that we had not done before. So there was an application process, a vetting process, if you would. And so it was tough, I will tell you. We had four individuals who actually had expressed a real interest, phone conversation interest, and then that led to three individuals actually applying online. And that was a several-page application. What is that, Todd? Is it three or four-page?
Yes.
Something to that effect. And so those last couple weeks, basically, of vetting those applications and having some conversations. So ultimately, I'm here to announce my appointment, at least for the next step, for the interview before this council, and then perhaps a vote at that point. And that would be Holly Wingate. Holly Wingate is a person who lives in Millville. She has a past history of being on the Millville Planning and Zoning Commission, which was very heavily weighted in the decision-making. So she actually has experience on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I look forward to her coming here perhaps next week, Tuesday, and then for the interview process before this council. So I'm happy to announce the next step and the person that we are selecting.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So we will schedule a public interview per county code here at our next council meeting. I'll get the information from more information from Ms. Wingate. We already have some information. Circulate that to council, and we'll put it on the agenda for next Tuesday, unless I hear otherwise. Okay, next Tuesday.
That's fine. Yep. That's fine.
And we'll schedule that interview.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next.
Okay. Next is the Town of Del Mar presentation and infrastructure request. Place this under my name, but really this is Mr. Arlette asked to have this put on the agenda. This is, again, a carryover from last week, but I know we're ready to address this issue. So, Mr. Arlette, I'll turn it back.
Sure. This is a big deal for not just this county and the city or town of Del Mar, but really the state of Delaware. And we are super excited that that Purdue has chosen Sussex County and Del Mar to relocate their ag business and as their headquarters. So it is an honor to have the mayor here. It is an honor to have the state representative and a dear friend, Tim Dukes, here and others. I know that will be part of this presentation. So we look forward to it and excited about getting this across the finish line, if you would, so we can have the world headquarters of Purdue ag business right here in Sussex County.
World headquarters.
That's a true statement, right?
Good.
That's
true. Mayor, come right on down. You and whoever we want to bring with you.
And perhaps also glad to have in District 5, if I can say that too. There you go.
Okay. Mr. President, thank you. Members, councilmen, thank you for giving us time this morning. I am Michael Houlihan. I'm the mayor of Del Mar, Delaware. What I'm asking for this morning is help for in financial, for an infrastructure project on our North US 13 corridor. There is six parcels there for future growth. It's zoned into the town as regional commercial business. And the first parcel, as Councilman Arlette mentioned, that's the Purdue property. That's on 17 acres. And with that, there's five properties going north. What we did with the Purdue town engineer, we did a design that would include the first parcel and then other five. And then also, my infrastructure will be coming out of the Yorkshire Estate subdivision. And with that, we'll be going in front of some residential properties. Per his request, we're going to have laterals in that project too. So one day in the future, those systems would fail, that they would have the opportunity to tie into the town system. With that, and last week in my budgetary meeting with utility, the town is reallocated, and we are going to offer from the town of Del Mar $125,000 to this project. What I'm asking today from the Sussex County Council, if you would help me with $150,000 in my request for financial funding. And with that, then, I'd like to defer to Representative Tim Dukes to speak of the state level.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here before you guys today, and especially to be with a mayor who quietly gets it done in Del Mar. As we've worked on this project, we have come up with a three-prong approach. And so we are, the town of Del Mar is going to invest $125,000 into this project. We have requested $205,000 from the state. We appeared before bond committee last month, and we are also in communication with the Delaware Prosperity Partners, which is the former DEDO. We have a verbal commitment from the governor to make sure this $205,000 happens. And then lastly is the request here from Sussex County Council for $150,000 to complete the infrastructure. And as the mayor said, what is I think promising about this project is that we already have a commitment of 200 corporate jobs from Purdue, but there's five parcels to the north that we'll be running the water and sewer to make this happen. So I'm pleased to stand here in full support of the mayor of the town of Del Mar, and I'd like to introduce Herb to come and just to share from Purdue.
Sure.
Good morning. I'm Herb Frericks. I'm the part of the Purdue Farm Senior Management. I'm responsible for legal and government relations. And on behalf of Purdue, we're excited to be here. We are appreciative of the state of Delaware. They've been good partners of ours for many, many, many years. We made a commitment over 4 years ago. I remember getting a phone call from then Governor O'Malley, who was quite upset with that announcement. But I had a call with Governor Carney this morning. The tone was much more positive, and we have committed to moving forward with this project. We have our plans and designs 100% done, and we plan to send out bid packages in this month. And once that's all resolved, going forward and breaking ground and moving the world headquarters of Purdue Agribusiness, which is a global business, to Sussex County.
So Mr. Dukes, he's a globalist himself.
And I want to thank Mayor Houlihan and Representative Dukes. They've been very helpful as well, and arms open, and they've been great to work with.
Great, thanks.
Any questions of council?
Yes, sir, if I may, and that would be, the numbers changed, right, Mayor? I think originally there was a different number, and then you guys have reworked your numbers to come up.
Yes,
so could you share a little bit about that, if you don't mind?
They took away some of the grinder pumps that lowered the cost, but the main infrastructure is going to be in place, that the size of the sewer main and the water main. That's why the cost went, because it was more in the 500s.
Right.
And now we just brought that down to 480 just to make this work.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we were on the same page.
More questions, to council? Mr. Burton.
Just talk to me about the other five sites. Is that you mentioned residential?
No, sir. There's six parcels all in a row. And
that's the purple lines going up.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And we've had some inquiries about those parcels, and most of the questions were, okay, is the zoning in place, which is, and then the second question, do you have infrastructure to those sites? Well, that we don't. But being that said, if that happens, that's going to make those properties a lot more attractive. And for us, we don't want to hold any business up where we can, they want to approach us, the infrastructure's in place, and then they can move forward coming to Del Mar, Sussex County, state of Delaware.
So your idea is that they would be commercially developed?
Yes, sir.
To feed the...
Yes, it's already zoned that way.
And it's, what is the zoning?
Regional commercial business.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's the yellow, that's the Purdue site?
Yes.
The yellow.
Yes,
okay.
That's 17
and it's going
acres.
North. Okay. Just a question I'd have. What have we done similar to this, Gina? And have you put any thought to this on different ways the county could tackle it, or should we discuss it later?
Well, we used to have a municipality loan program, and then we had a grant program, and then we switched it to what we have now with the $4 million loan program.
Okay.
So they would not qualify because it's for businesses under 500 employees, so that does not work.
Okay.
But prior to that, we did have programs. We had a loan with City of Seaford that was $250,000, but it was a loan. It wasn't a grant.
As I say, you keep using the word loan.
Right.
Have we done grants yet at the
not at this
Sussex
level.
County? Okay.
No.
Does loan Where's the Purdue?
How does the word loan fit into the potential, or the mayor, anybody who wants to address this? I guess the loan or grant would go to the city.
To the city.
Okay, so the city. So, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Because we, again, we're venturing into new territory. Mm-hmm. And once we do it with Del Mar, then you could see, you know, the dominoes fall. Could you address maybe a difference between a loan and a grant? I know what a grant and a loan is. Is a loan out of the question? Is a loan doable? Is it something you hadn't even considered initially? Or is it something, because it's all about the terms with a loan.
Yes, sir.
Right. And we just did something with a sports complex in the town of Georgetown, which was, again, a loan, but the terms were very generous. And I personally don't mind being generous, you know, from a town to or county to town relationship. So anyway, just could you speak to maybe that grant versus loan?
I think initially when we had our first meeting, 2 weeks ago, my town manager was, we're looking more at the time frame here. Mm-hmm. And you know, we were given some avenues if you looked out to like USDA and things of that nature. And for us, we're like, that's just time down the you know, a long time. And as I said a little bit earlier, I don't want to hold business up. I don't want to hold Purdue up, you know, if they want to get going. I want that infrastructure in place at that
right.
time.
Right.
As far as loan, no, we never really discussed that amongst okay. Myself or my colleagues or my town manager.
But it's getting this up and running, getting them in there as soon as fast as we can do, get those jobs and all, which
yes,
I think
sir.
We all understand that. I can't imagine anybody up here would be opposed to that.
Anything else from council?
Yes, Mr. President, that would be the timeline. So perhaps if you could share a little bit about you receive these dollars or the town receives these dollars, you start to move forward in the infrastructure. Could you share, if you would, to our residents here, what your timeline is for as far as a level of expectation?
Again, as I mentioned, we are sending out bids this month, mm-hmm. and that's probably a 3-month process to review them and value engineer and pick someone plus or minus, and then once we pick someone to build and get the permits, we would be begin construction, and we think it's a 9-month process.
So it could be basically a year out from today in theory.
Yeah, and we have the agreements with the state to we have to do it and finish it by 2019 or we lose that money.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else from council?
Yeah, one last quick call. The mayor again. How do you charge for your sewer service? When you run the sewer service, it becomes a town sewer service. How does a user like, is there a formula? Or, I mean, how does a user like Purdue, how will they pay?
Well, there'll be a flat rate charge and then there'll be a usage per gallon.
So you get like, okay, it's metered, basically.
Yes, sir.
Or something. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Anything else? Mr. Lawson?
Nope. I'm sorry, Mike.
No,
Representative Dukes, yes. Talk to me about the state. So when do we think we might hear something from the state as far as their verification of their partnering?
End of the month.
We have
July 1, or what are we thinking?
We have a verbal commitment already. Verbal commitments don't pay the bills. I understand that. But we believe the governor and his office are diligently working. They recognize that this is a real win for Delaware. It's a real win for Sussex County and a win for Del Mar to have 200 corporate jobs, knowing that you've got 5 other parcels just north of there that other business will be coming. And I know that the governor talked to him and he understands that this is a priority in making it happen, and he has verbally given his word that it will happen.
Okay.
So,
very good.
Anything else from council?
Mr. Walsh, do you have anything? Is that where the Green Fire is going to move to?
Yes. Yeah.
They are. Mm-hmm. We'll have $410 to move.
You have $302 then. Mr. Lawson.
Yeah, so this is the first time council has heard this request. We'll take this under consideration and at the right time put it back on a future agenda for council consideration and action, or?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll do that.
So with that being said, just so they have a feel for a timeline, what could potentially be our timeline, so they're not wondering how long we're going to make a decision on this. Is this something that we'd be looking at on our agenda back again next week, Tuesday, the week after, before the end of the month? What are we thinking?
Really, that's council's discretion. I would say it's not in our FY 18 budget, which concludes at the end of this month, so this will be an FY 19 consideration. We have our budget hearing next Tuesday, if that's something you want to contemplate, or if you want to wait until we're in FY 19 and access funding once we're in that budget year, and take action at that point.
Right. Okay. We can talk about that and decide how we want to. Either way, it's probably workable.
We might want to find out what the state would be. Find out what the state does by the end of the month. There may be something else impacting us with the state.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe early July, probably.
Mr. Mayor, yes. Dukes, Herb, thank you guys for coming very
thank
much.
You.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Very good. Thank you. So, a few weeks, a couple weeks, 2-4 weeks.
Mr. Mayor's report. Mr.
Okay.
Lawson.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Administrator's report for June 12, 2018, item number one. The next Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Plan Workshop will be held on Tuesday, June 19th at 1 p.m. here in Council Chambers. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item two, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for May 2018 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 196 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of May. And item number three, it's with great reluctance that I announce the retirement of Assistant County Engineer Joe Wright. While Joe undoubtedly deserves to retire, we are all sad to see him leave. Joe joined the county in June 2013 after an accomplished career with the State of Delaware Department of Transportation. From the beginning, Joe fit seamlessly within the engineering department, working under County Engineer Michael Izzo, as his personality and professionalism were always on display and became an example for all to follow. During his tenure with the county, Joe managed numerous projects and was an integral part of the airport improvements, including the $8 million 422 extension project and the Taxiway A repaving and Taxiway B lighting projects. One example of Joe's willingness to work for the betterment of this county and his peers was when he transitioned to acting county engineer upon Mr. Izzo's retirement in 2015. Joe served in that position for nearly 3 months, and I can attest to his stalwart efforts to keep the department working at a high-performing level. And for that, I am personally grateful. On behalf of a legion of grateful staff, colleagues, and peers, we want to wish Joe all the best in retirement. He certainly deserves it. Congratulations, Joe. Mr. President, that concludes my administrator's report, but I believe County Engineer Hans Medlars would like to say a few words, and we do have a tribute for you to present to Mr. Wright as well. Can we invite Mr. Medlars up?
Yeah, better get Joe down here. Is this like a roast by any chance?
It is. Mr.
It could be.
Mr. Cole, it's the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you, we are truly sorry. I am more sorry than most of my staff members because Mr. Wright and I compliment each other well, work well together, accomplish a lot, and I shouldn't say this. I believe he accomplishes a lot, and we will have large shoes to fill. So I see my friend and colleague leave, and I hope that he enjoys his retirement, and I hope he is not going to stop coming by once in a while and give us good advice. He said he might come to council, but I think you probably want to see him visit us versus you. Joe?
Well, I told Hans I would maybe visit on Tuesdays during the comment period if I see anything on his agenda.
You can follow Dan Kramer anytime you want.
Very good. Thanks for the invitation. I'll just say thank you all very much for your support. Particularly during the time that Todd mentioned where I was in acting capacity, thanks to administration and, of course, all my staff that have come here today to support me and I've worked with. It's been a wonderful experience, and very much appreciate all your friendship and look forward to staying in touch in the years ahead.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure having you. I can tell you that you've done a great job for us, and we all are very, very appreciative of that. Seriously, I mean, some people, you know, come to work in a new place, and they come, you retire from someplace else, and it's kind of just like, oh, But you came here, I think, with a true attitude of helping move the county forward, and you've done that. And as welcome. Hans says, you compliment Hans, as sometimes he probably needs a little complimenting once in a while, but we'll work through all of that, but you have done a great job in this county, and we certainly appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Let me get this.
I do have a tribute here from the Sussex County Council. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Joseph J. Wright, Assistant County Engineer, for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from June 2013 to June 2018. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented on this 12th day of June with wishes of happiness and good health. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
I believe I've known you quite a while, Joe.
Yes. Yes.
Here you go. I've been able to get him with a picture.
It wasn't on his resume. You had a prior relationship with him. Better known that. I can use Mike Vincent.
Jim.
George. That's not good on any resume.
Is it perfect?
as perfect as Chip can do.
Good symmetry, too. It looks like the way that
it is.
The height?
Yeah. Chip got hair too.
I didn't realize Joe was so tall.
He's always sitting down. You're mean, aren't you?
Thank you very much. Joe, thank you.